Fuck the things you do to me. It's been such a long wait. I've been squirming for hours. In the car, in the star, while I was putting everything away. Thinking about what you did to me. Thinking about what more I want you to do to me. But finally, it's just me and my vibrator. And I can take care of this panty dampening ache that has been plaguing me for days. My wife has just been laughing at me, teasing me. Fuck. I didn't expect it. When you brought out the sleep sack and told me to get in, I thought she'd go first. I mean, she is the bottom bitch in this whole thing. The kiss ass, the good girl. I'm not a good girl. I debated struggling, to be honest, but I figured that might make it a little hard for you to get me in. And it's also new between us. I don't want to mess with your confidence like that. Yet. Also, I was curious. Curious of your plans as my wife helped me inside. Once I was all zipped in, tied in, arms in the sleeves inside, constricted by latex. Once I felt you fucking with the zippers, adjusting them so you could reach in. There. Right there. Where I'm most vulnerable. I felt so nervous. But by then there was nothing I could do about it. About anything. And that thought just brought heat running through me. So that before you ever even touched me, I wanted to squirm. I wanted you to touch me. And then, of course, I looked up and saw her, my wife, fucking smug as shit. I pointed it out, and while at first you just looked amused, once you turned and saw her face, at least even you could see it was too much. You made her get on the floor where she belonged. And the blindfold was just evil. Though, I have to admit, it was almost comforting in its own way. Like, a part of me gets to remain hidden, and I don't have to be anxious about... Fuck if I know. But then I heard you reaching for something in the toy bag, and suddenly there was anxiety. I wasn't sure what was coming. Not even sure what I wanted to come. Then when you held it against me, the same vibrator I'm using right now, I wanted to grind against it right then. My clit is just so familiar with it, you know? I didn't fucking need to, though, did I? You took care of that with the flip of a switch. And at first I was a bit embarrassed, a bit self-conscious. Fuck. But those vibrations, that inescapable pleasure. It's hard for me to make noise sometimes. Masturbation has always been such a quiet thing for me. Something to do in absolute silence so roommates wouldn't hear anything. But, fuck. You catch me catching my breath. And I can't see your face, but I know your expression. Know you're watching me. My every micro-expression analyzed from behind the blindfold. At first, I'm a bit embarrassed. I don't even know you that well. But you press the vibrator against me again and again. And that starts to matter less and less. And other things start to matter more and more and more. My mind hyper-focusing. Just... how good it feels. How much I want it. How fucking hot it is that you won't let me come. That you seem to know right when I'm getting close and fuck, you take it away. That you're teasing me and making me squirm and tormenting me and fuck. Fuck, I like it. But it also drives me crazy. I couldn't help myself. I started to almost grind against the vibrator you're pushing against my clit. And you just kept taking it away. Until, please, my mind is saying it. My lips are not. But ears are saying something different. Something hard to focus on. Through the haze of arousal and denial. I'm being so horny. Wanting it so much. Denied. Over and over as you tease me. And the more you deny me it, the more I want it. Need it. Not just physically, but mentally. The more I want it, the more you deny me, you demon. I'm breaking inside. Pride, lust, fighting it out. Greed, gluttony, and sloth, they side with lust. Anger joins up with pride. But it's not enough. Fuck, I need it so much. You aren't giving me any instructions, not telling me what to do to be allowed to come. I'm reasonable. We can talk this out. Why don't you just let me? Oh, fuck. My clit is so sensitive that even though I know it's coming, my body shakes, thrusts, spasms. When you turn the vibrator on, when I feel the pleasure again, pleasure and mounting pressure, and fuck, it feels so good, so good. Yes, yes. Oh, right there, just like that. Yes, 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 yes. That feels fucking good. Please. It's worth saying, right? This is a big step for me, you know? Surely you'll reward that with an orgasm. Me saying please is worth a fucking orgasm. All the fucking doms love a nice, breathy please. 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 Fuck. Please. 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 I can't seem to stop myself now. It's going through my brain nonstop, coming out every time you shatter me by bringing the vibrator back to my already insanely horny pussy, releasing from my lips almost in prayer during, while the vibrations are flooding over me, leading me into a pleasure-wrapped rosy haze of heat. And need, and getting, and good, and fuck, 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 please. I'm screaming it, please. I need it. Please. Don't take it away, don't take it away. Let me come. Please. I can't see your face, but I don't even feel the tiniest hesitation from you. No guilt over how evil you're being, how monstrous, how fucking rude. You fucking cunt. I need this. Please? Please let me fucking come. The blindfold is rubbing off from my struggles and I'm able to look at you a bit. I glare for a bit. I want you to know you haven't fucking broken me. And then you do it again. And again. And a fucking again. And I hear a sucking noise coming from the floor. I realize you have her. My wife. I somehow didn't notice this whole fucking time. But you're controlling the pleasure coming to you in the way you're denying me. Oh, fuck you. I don't have as much shit talk in me as usual, but you ignoring the whole begging thing is really rather rude, and a few pleases are fucking nothing. Nothing. But you lower the vibrator again. I don't need the blindfold, it just feels so good. My eyes close, I hope for the 10th fucking time you'll hold it there longer this time. Please? Feels so good. Please? 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 I could be good. Oh, I could be good for you. Please? You can feel it, right? Feel my desperation. My need. My almost blinding desire is even if my eyes were open, there'd be a fog of pink in front of them. No focus. Only focusing on one thing. One thought. One need. Please. Please let me come. Please. Please let me come. Please. Please let me come. You remove it again. No. Please. No, don't. Stop. Please. Please. I need it. I need it. I need you to hold it against me longer. Let me grind against it and position my clit to it just right so it hits me just right. But we need strong, nice sympathy. You just look amused. I look away, you put the blindfold back on, and you suggest something else. Something I don't want to do, don't want to say. That must be how you have so much fucking self-control. Must be your secret, must be... fuck, yes. It's back, it's back, it's back, and it feels so good. Oh, please, please, this time. This time, please. But no, it's not that time, or the one after, or the one after. You torment me for what feels so, so long. Telling me to just say it. Say those words. I don't want to say them. You can't fucking make me. But fuck. You can make me suffer for my decision. You got that little kiss ass in on it. Of course she says the words. That's my fucking wife. What am I, a fucking cuck now? What does it say that it barely registers? Barely matters. Fucking the vibrator is the only thing that matters as you bring it down again. Take it back away. Please. Please. There's nothing else anymore. But please. Please. No pity, no mercy. It's hot, but do you really have to take it this far? I'm already as aroused, horny, needy as it's possible for a human to be. Please, please, please. Fuck, fuck. Okay, 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 okay. I whisper it. I'm a dumb slut. I really don't fucking want to. But I'm not sure why that's important anymore. Honestly, it isn't. Please. You want me to say it louder? You fucking bitch, I said it. I did. Fuck. Okay. I'm a dumb slut. Now, please. Please. I'm a dumb slut. Oh, God. I hate this, but fuck. You bring the vibrator back every time I do, removing it when I'm too long in between saying it. Your message is clear. I can release my pride and be a good girl, and you'll keep the pressure, the pleasure coming, the claiming, the fuck, 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 please. I'm a dumb slut. 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 Fuck.
It's in my mind now, not just off my lips. But the pleasure is building so, so good. So good, I'm almost there. My focus is so concentrated on the buzzing against my clit. It's so strong now, I stop saying it out loud. Please, please, no! Fuck, fuck, fuck! I'm shaking, trembling. I need it so bad, please. I'm a dumb slut. I'm a dumb slut. I'm a dumb slut. Please, 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 please. Fuck, 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 fuck. Thank you for letting me come. So good. So fucking good. Of course, I had to analyze it. How'd you do this to me? It's normally so, so hard for me to let someone else get me off. I like to control my own fucking orgasms. Or do I? Fuck. Normally there's this frustration when people try to get me off. This pressure stops me from being able to. But somehow you took me past that. You didn't actually care if I came or not. It was do what you said and come. Or remain true to my defiance and suffer horny neediness with no idea how long. How long would you have urged me? Denied me release? In the sleeve sack, I couldn't struggle away. I was trapped and yet not completely exposed and... Fuck. Please, please do it again. Of course, when I've been fantasizing about it, my brain lingering on the pleasure, the arousal, the need, and fuck. Well, when I fantasize, there's a next. And... in addition to what you did do to me, there's been quite a lot of what I wish you'd do. And
questions like, what if you hadn't let me come? What if I'd been strong enough to deny you those words? In fantasy, I redeem my shame. And yet somehow it only seems to take me deeper into it. I've been horny for days thinking about it. Running daydreams and fantasy scenarios through my head. Somehow, I feel like you wouldn't mind hearing them. And I want to tell you. Maybe I can have some chance to heat you up as much as you've done to me. In this alternate reality. Where I'd refuse to say those humiliating fucking words. You'd stop. I'd be pissed, fuming, and needy. Just wanting more. But you would stop and pull me out of the sleep sack. Let me cuddle a bit, knowing how much I want. How little my pride will allow me to admit it. Then, when I grab the vibrator and start walking towards the bathroom with it, I'll take care of myself, thank you. You grab me by the hair, taking the vibrator out of my grasp. At first I don't let it go, but your hand tightens. Squeezing around my hand until it hurts, until I let go. No, you say. Such a simple word. So much context behind it. Fuck. Please? No. You take it away from me. My hope of release. You tell me I'm not allowed to come. Not until you personally make me. Make me. You're going to make me. Fuck. Those are some good words. My body is just heat now. Heat, need, defiance, hiding vulnerability. I wanna come. I wanna come so bad. You send me home. Sans vibrator. It's a good thing my wife is driving, cause fuck if I could concentrate right now. She looks satisfied. She got what she needed. Oh, fuck. And all I can do is wait until the next time I see you. How can you be so cruel? Well, I can be cruel too. It's what I'm thinking about as I hold the vibrator to myself. It's fucked up a bit. It's hard for me to come right now. I'm so fucking turned on, my panties have been wet since I met you. Well, since I really met you anyways.